The lower house of parliament failed on Friday to elect the new Czech ombudsman, a successor to the late Otakar Motel, who passed away in May. None of the four candidates, including the strong favourite, former dissident Anna Shabatova, received sufficient support in two rounds of voting. Jan Richter has been following the vote and joins me now in the studio. Jan, why did the vote end inconclusively?
Well, I think Christian's many MPs are asking themselves the same questions right now. It was a bit of a surprise because the ombudsman is an important position in the Czech Republic, but not a key one. The problem here might have been that it was one of the first votes of the new lower house, and the MPs might be somewhat inexperienced. What happened was that one of the new parties, Public Affairs, refused to take part in the vote because one of the candidates, Iva Brožová, is at the same time the head of the Supreme Court, and Public Affairs MPs consider this to be a conflict of interest. Ms. Brožová did not make it to the second round of voting today in the lower house. She only received 6 votes in the first, but public affairs votes were missing anyway in the end. The strongest likely coalition party, the Civic Democrats, favored yet another candidate. So what looked like a done deal in the beginning, that Anna Shabatová would be the next Czech ombudsman, turned out inconclusively. She had the support of Topo 9, the likely opposition Social Democrats, and even the Communists. But in the end, there just weren't enough votes.
Was it a tight call between the nominees?
Not really, because two of the four nominees, two of the four candidates, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Iva Brožová, and another dissident and political activist, John Bock, they only got 6 votes in the first round of voting each. In the second round, Anna Shabatová got 84, and the former Civic Democrat deputy, Eva Dundáčková, she got 59. So it wasn't close at all, but not enough votes to get there.
So what comes next in the process of electing a ombudsman?
According to Czech law, candidates for the ombudsman are nominated by the president and by the Senate, 2 each. So these institutions, Mr. Klaus and the Czech Senate, will now have to nominate candidates once again. Within 60 days, then, the lower house should vote on the new ombudsman once again. The president and the Senate can nominate the same candidates, and I think it's likely that Anna Shabatová will be among them once again. And if she indeed is nominated, I think she will again be the strong favorite.
Well, many thanks, Jan, and we'll be keeping an eye on what happens.